I've been instructed that I'm here to share a thought. Okay, I'm not here to talk for 40 minutes. I'm just here to share a thought. But I'm a bit slow with my thoughts, so hopefully it won't take too long to share it. This is particularly, I'm just delighted that the children are staying in, because you will help me to focus on my thought. I don't know if there's not really any room for children to come down to the front, is there? But if you can you just wave to me if you, where are the children here? I know Sally and, hey! Lovely. I may need your help later. I'm feeling a bit viral, you know, got the old sort of fluey thing, so I'm going to need a little bit of help later on in my my thought. Can any of the children tell me what the letters D-I-Y stand for? Anyone want to offer? Yeah?
Do it yourself.
Do it yourself, yeah. And over the years, I've been a bit of a kind of do-it-yourself kind of guy. And one of the great things about do-it-yourself is that if you're not paying somebody to do something, you got the chance to invest, you know, in some sort of decent tools and stuff. But you're not paying someone to do the work for you. You can go and buy some stuff to do it yourself. I wonder if anyone can sort of give me a few guesses as to what might be in this box. Anyone got any ideas? Any thoughts? Hammer! Yay! In fact, I seem to be really into hammers. I don't know what it is with me. Each one, you know, a special little kind of usefulness. Anyone else? Anyone else got some ideas what might be? Yeah? Spanner. Lovely, adjustable spanner. Hey, how about that? Fantastic. Anything else? It's a cuddly toy. Cuddly toy? No. Tea's made. Screwdriver. Yeah, screwdriver. That's missing the screwy thing on the end, but that's a screwdriver. There's another screwdriver there. Electrical screwdriver. It's all good, useful stuff. Saw. Yeah. Saw. Woo! Very exciting. Some screws, yeah, some screws in there. Yeah, little packet of screws there. It's all really good, exciting, useful stuff. One of the tools, though, that I found most useful over the last few months, I bought this tool about a year ago, is this. It's not so much a tool, it's more... Oh, dear. Because the thing about do-it-yourself is that most of the do-it-yourself projects that you end up doing tend to be... sorry, Nick. Tend to be either at the back of a cupboard or under the floorboards or in some terrible, inaccessible place. And if you ever try to hold a torch while you're sort of trying to, you know, sort of fix something... it's actually really hard. I mean, you can try and hold the torch in your mouth, you can try and hold it under your arm, you can try and sort of position it somewhere, but generally speaking, the torch doesn't seem to ever shine where you want it to shine. And the great thing about this thing, of course, is that wherever I'm looking, the light is shining, which is fantastic. Oh, sorry. Ah, that's better. So what's this got to do with Christmas? I can see you scratching your heads and asking yourself. I wonder if I can have a couple of volunteers just to read some very, very short verses. Some children. Any children here who would like to read me a little verse? Hello? Yes. There you go, Kalichi. Welcome. It's a bit of a... I don't know, you should be able to... Have a go at that.
The people walking in darkness... have seen the great light on those living in the land of the shadow of death. A light has dawned.
That is brilliant. Well done, Kalechi. Thank you very much. So, that's one of those wonderful sort of Christmassy kind of verses. It's speaking about a great light, not a tiny little light like this one, but a great light. Now, what kind of light could that be? It's in somebody else who can read me a little verse, another one of the children. Hello, do I have any? Yes, come on down, as they say. I've got my reading glasses on, so I can't actually see when the children are putting their hands up. It's terrible. There you go. Can you manage that one?
For to us a child is born, to us a son is given. And the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
Brilliant. Well done. Fantastic. You can sit down now. Thank you very much. So what is this great light? Could it be this little baby that Isaiah was talking about in that second verse, in the verse that we heard earlier? Can anyone guess what that baby's name might be? Sally, maybe you can guess what that baby's name might be. Sally was asking me what the questions might be for the children earlier on. I said, well, one of the answers to the question is going to be Jesus, which is... So Jesus is this great light, and Jesus is a huge, huge light. As a final, another verse we're gonna read. Another, anybody else who wants to read me a verse? Come on in, Maureen.
John 18, verse 12 says, where Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, will have the light of the life.
Brilliant. Thank you, Maureen. Fantastic. Give her a round of applause. So Jesus said, I am the light of the world, which suggests that this is a big, big light, a powerful light, a strong light, a light perhaps as strong as the sun. The thing is, Jesus isn't that kind of light. It's not so much that he's a light like the sun up in the sky, but he's a light that penetrates and reaches places in our lives that no other light can reach. And Jesus promises to his followers that those that will receive this light will never walk in darkness, will have him as their light. I wonder if you've ever tried to walk somewhere in the dark. A few years ago, we were on holiday, and we were in the middle of nowhere in a guest house, and we'd eaten in a sort of little restaurant on the edge of a village, and our guest house was beyond the edge of the village, and we'd eaten a massive, massive dinner. We were very full, and the guy who ran the restaurant offered to drive us to the guest house, and we thought, oh, don't be silly, it's only 300 metres away, you know, we'll just walk. We were so full, we'd have a nice walk. And we got outside and hadn't realised, being kind of city dwellers, just how dark it gets when you're in the countryside. And we ended up, we sort of left this place where we'd eaten, we were sort of walking along this lane, and we really could hardly see in front of us. You were kind of walking along, feeling the edge of the road, and we could sort of see somewhere over there the lights of the guest house. But it was dark, 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 dark. Trying to walk in the dark is actually quite dangerous. And as I've discovered sometimes with my DIY, trying to do DIY when you can't really see what you're doing can be dangerous, and is also very, very frustrating. Because actually, when you're trying to do DIY and you can't really see what you're doing, actually you can make things worse rather than making things better. When Jesus promised to be the light of life, the wonderful thing about the light that Jesus offers us is that it isn't so much light on us. It's not even, although useful as it might be, light with us. It is light in us. Light inside us. And the thing about trying to fix something is that you need the light on what needs to be fixed. And our great problem, our biggest problem, is inside. It's a problem inside each one of us. It's the problem of sin. The heart of the problem is the problem of the heart, which is sin within. But this precious light, this light that Jesus brings inside us, doesn't just show us the problem, doesn't just show us what's wrong inside, the sin inside, but he helps to fix the problem. The problem with sin is a problem that we cannot fix on our own. We need a saviour and we need a helper, and we need this within, where the problem is evident, where the problem is. Many years ago, we had a very, very big project in our house, in our flat. And it was a project that was way beyond the tools that I had. And we needed a helper. And we had a man called John Kelly, who was a builder. And he knew that we didn't have enough money to pay him to do all the work. But he came and did the things that we couldn't do. And also, very kindly, he left the tools there so we could borrow his tools that that were much better than mine. He had a drill that could go through bricks like a hot light knife through butter, whereas mine, it would be zzzz, zzzz, and it would take a long, long time to get through those old bricks. And the lovely thing about the Holy Spirit is the Holy Spirit helps us with the things that we cannot do ourselves, and he gives us tools that we can use. I wonder what the Holy Spirit's toolbox looks like. What do you think the Holy Spirit's toolbox looks like? I reckon it looks a bit like this. Yeah? Oh, you didn't know that was in there, did you? And the wonderful thing is the Holy Spirit uses the Bible. The Bible is like the Holy Spirit's toolbox, full of truth, full of life. And the Holy Spirit, our helper within, uses this wonderful toolbox, the Word of God, to help us. And the wonderful thing is that as we receive this light within, as we receive this helper, as we receive this the light of the world in our hearts, we become lights ourselves, and we can shine in the darkness, and we can help other people to have an encounter with this wonderful Jesus. So this Christmas, let's welcome afresh this wonderful light of the world into our hearts. Let's love this precious light. He doesn't always show us things inside us that we want to see, but he shows us them that he wants, because he wants to change us and change our hearts. So let's welcome this helper, let's welcome this wonderful Jesus, and let us become little lights that show the world this wonderful Saviour. Amen.
Musicians, would you like to return to your posts? We're going to sing one more song. As the musicians are gathering, during the Christmas period, could I ask you to, if you've got email, to look out in your inbox for a little email from me, because I want to do something in the new year about how to read the Bible, why we should read the Bible, and how to read the Bible, which some people don't find very easy. And I thought it would be really helpful to have a few tips from the top, which is you guys, that I think sometimes it's helpful to understand what other people do. How do you read the Bible? How often do you read it? Just going to ask a few questions, and it would be really useful if you could email me back. If you didn't mind people knowing who you were, that would be especially useful. Just the things that you do and find helpful in reading the Bible. So look out in your inbox. I love this thing that Bob showed us. What is the Holy Spirit's toolbox? Were you listening? The Bible. Fantastic. Good thought. So let's stand, shall we? And as we stand, let's pray this Christmas that we don't backslide, that we don't get so full of turkey and festivity that we forget about Jesus. Let's remember to feed the inner man. Feed the inner man as much as you feed the outer man, and we'll have a revival in January. So let's worship him. This is a song that Onmin wrote himself, beautiful song called Zechariah's Song.